يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون.
Believers, when you stand up for prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, and wipe your heads and wash your feet up to the ankles. And if you are in the state of ritual impurity, purify yourselves by taking a bath. But if you are either ill or traveling, or have satisfied a want of nature, or have had intimate contact with women and find no water, then have recourse to clean earth and wipe your faces and your hands therewith. Allah does not want to lay any hardship upon you. Rather, He wants to purify you and complete His favors upon you so that you may give thanks. And wipe your heads and wash your feet up to the ankles. The explanation of this injunction by the Prophet, peace be upon him, indicates that washing of the face includes rinsing one's mouth and inhaling water into the nostrils. Unless this is done, the washing of the face is not considered complete. Likewise, since the ears are part of the head, wiping the head includes wiping one's hands over the external and internal parts of the ears as well. Moreover, before starting to wash the other parts, one should first wash one's hands so that the instruments of washing are themselves clean. And wipe your faces and your hands therewith. For explanation, see Surah Al-Nisa 4, notes 41 to 43 above.
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور.
Remember Allah's favor upon you and His covenant which He made with you when you said, "We have heard and we obey." So do fear Allah. Allah has full knowledge even of that which is hidden in the breasts of people.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qist. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
Believers, be upright bearers of witness for Allah. And do not let the enmity of any people move you to deviate from justice. Act justly, that is nearer to God-fearing. And fear Allah. Surely, Allah is well aware of what you do.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ
Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness from sins and a great reward.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم
As for those who disbelieve and give the lie to our signs, they are destined for the blazing flame.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون
Believers, remember Allah's favor upon you. When a certain people decided to stretch their hands against you, He restrained their hands from you. Do fear Allah. Men of faith should put their trust only in Allah. When a certain people decided to stretch their hands against you, This alludes to the incident reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas when a group of Jews invited the Prophet, peace be upon him, and a number of his close companions to dinner. They had in fact hatched a plot to pounce upon the guests and thus undermine the very foundation of Islam. But by the grace of God, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to know of the plot at the 11th hour and did not go to that dinner.